So, you just read that chapter. How are you doing, honestly? Because I want to say something to you directly. You are not broken. I need you to actually hear that. Not damaged. Not defeated. Not a cautionary tale. You are someone whose brain hit the loading screen and quietly said, I need a minute. And you interpreted that minute as personal ruin. It wasn't. It was a pause. But here's where it gets sneaky. The pause turned into a waiting room, and the waiting room had a very officious little clipboard on the desk, packed with worst-case scenarios, imaginary disasters. Every reason why now is not the right time, and that clipboard looks so official. So you sat down, and you waited. Here's what that clipboard doesn't tell you while you wait. Everything stays theoretical. In theory, you're still a rock star. In theory, the idea is still perfect. In theory, the version of you that never fails, never looks stupid, never has to face reality, is still intact. Almost starting. Almost ready. Almost becoming. Almost protects your ego. But it sacrifices your life. You cannot steer a parked car, and your brain, your dramatic, well-meaning, catastrophizing brain is not here for your evolution. It wants you predictable. Safe. Rewatching something you've already seen 17 times, but you didn't pick up this book to stay parked. You don't fix yourself first and move second. You move first. The fixing is a side effect. Right? You know what to do. Go.